election of 2020 is a long ways off, and 2024 is a galaxy far, far away. Unless you're the NRA and the MAGA red hat crowd. The gun lobby is up in arms over Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's criticism of the war in Afghanistan, a war she blames both Dems and GOP for getting us mired in. Grant Stinchfield, who's a host on the TV channel of our fair-minded gun lobbying group, said Ocasio-Cortez, made him sick. Quote, "The woman whose Green New Deal promises to figure out a way to handle cows that pass gas is now crapping on patriotism and, of course, national security." Let's end that quote. But it is a good quote, Grant. But gee, didn't the NRA give over $30 million to the guy who said the same thing she did, that the war was a mistake, that both parties screwed up, and now we're headed toward the third decade of a stalemate? Nobody seems able to win. How about Trump, Grant? You boys helped elect him, and now he's talking about pulling out of both Afghanistan and Iran. Does he make you sick, or are you farting out the wrong hole? Ocasio-Cortez, give her some credit, has offered herself up as the national lightning rod, and she can't even run for president until 2024. Right now, she's just a freshman legislator, one of over 400, who evidently riles the gun-toters and the coal enthusiasts to a degree that most physicians would prescribe tranquilizers and high-dose statins. These patriots got a problem. Their man is tangled up in blue. Investigations are digging deep into a lot more than Russian collusion now, and every man jack of his supporters know deep in their pea-picking hearts the fishing expedition is going to haul in the great white whale. They'll find a way to live with those crimes, maybe even justify them. But my guess is they'll probably just blame the FBI, the grand juries, the lying media, and the lady with the alligator purse. That smell, Grant, isn't cows passing gas, although you may be right about crapping on patriotism. Hold on to your hat, pal. The little lady from New York might have a lot to say about guns and gun regulations this coming term. And she might have her finger, not on the trigger, but on the pulse of the nation. You feel sick now. Stock up with Pepto-Bismol.